Thank you very much. I'm the chair for the group of experts on energy efficiency. The group is dealing with many thematic aspects. One of them is supporting energy efficiency improvement and decarbonization in industry, where gases play a very important role. So does the electricity system, the resources, and the justness of the transition. But the group also develops, updates, and disseminates energy efficiency standards in aimed at raising energy performance of buildings and aims at unlocking the potentials of the energy system demand side and supply side through digitalization. And I invite you to have a look at the documents of the joint sessions yesterday, where we had a very good example on how AI can be used to help that process. And then we are also looking at the development together with our sister group on a balanced integration of e-mobility. And all that is framed together with improving on regulatory and policy dialogue, addressing barriers to improve energy efficiency. So that involves both people, financing, education, so all the lot. In terms of this very important activity to ensure that it's a just transition, because only it's just we have a chance of winning the buy-in of those that we depend upon making it happen. So the buy-in of the people, the buy-in of the government, is behavioral change. Because we have so much energy that is wasted due to system-wide inefficiencies. And lots of that is a missing link, a missing understanding on the interconnections of how things work, what one can done with the means already to hand. Access to modern energy efficiency technologies is in principle available in many instances. However, we have the economic affordability, particularly to vulnerable populations and businesses, and the imminent landlord-tenant dilemma of the different interests in advancing that. Identifying or the ability for stakeholders, be it policymakers, be it enablers, be it end users, to create a systemically sound mix that leaves you up with an efficient solution overall rather than the efficiency of one individual good is a critical component. For instance, I forgot my charger today. Had I not brought my power bank and a 100-watt cable, I would have been screwed right now. So that's just a practical example on how the system needs to be planned efficiently in total. The digital divide is also a topic because it is an emerging, a very important, very powerful means that will foster and accompany the transformation of the system. Having, on the first view, winners and losers, things that become more efficient, but that will automatically also shift the shape of jobs, meaning some jobs will become obsolete, however, many new jobs will emerge. However, how do we enable the workforce to be trained up to take up these new roles, these new opportunities? And that is a very important aspect to look at. Also, we have lots of potential to expedite and improve the advancement towards both sustainable transformation, resilience, affordability, and many, many more aspects by utilizing digitalization. Upskilling and reskilling I already mentioned. Across so many different trades and professions, for example, in the building sector, only if people working on buildings are aware of the newest technologies and approaches, how to embed digitalization in the optimization of the energy efficiency performance of buildings, be it new or retrofit, we can harness those. Only if those people whose job it is to make it happen, to build it, to operate it, are aware and understand it and see that it's not a threat to them, but an enabler to make them more efficient and more resilient is a way how we can actually make it happen. Now, I mentioned systemic efficiency on a number of occasions. Now, systemic efficiency, as said, is not the efficiency of individual pieces of equipment. It's this efficiency of the combination of interventions, and that involves also the land use, the resources used, the emission footprints, so many different aspects and components that optimizes the system. So therefore, and there's a little copy-paste error in the illustration, it is systemic energy efficiency. If you want to learn more about that, there's a document, GE6 2024/4, that was presented on Monday that will give more insight in interest of time right now. And lastly, if we are to determine a goal, we need to have clarity in the terminology, meaning where are we starting from, what precisely is our goal, and therefore we need to be very clear in are we talking, i.e., climate neutral, carbon neutral, which gases are included, which are not, what is the objective, is it net zero, is it resilience, is it minimum dependency, future proofness, or a combination. Only once all the stakeholders have a mutual understanding on that, we have the chance of being systemically efficient on the path to achieving that goal, ideally expedited and improved on through digital means and the smartness of the collective. Thank you very much.